When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The question is relatively simple. I'll start with young Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
Devontae Adams might be available. I feel like Devontae Adams will be
if Devontae Adams get traded, I think he's going to New York.
Well, that was the let's start with Jeff and then finish with Brian, because yeah, everybody wants to hear from
Jeff. Jeff would like to stand up and start stretching and all. I ain't got time for all that.
No, I was standing up because I am hype.
Standing up doing all this.
I'm standing up because I'm hype. If we got an opportunity to get him, let's go get him. Why not?
Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback in New York, and he's making all the decisions. Hey, where do you think he's going?
Hey, I got faith in Adam Peters.
Okay, let's pause because Brian's correct, but let's let Jeff talk.
Yeah, I know we know he's going to try to get back with his quarterback.
All right, but let's ignore what he wants.
I want him. Yes, let's go get him.
Why?
That's a big receiver. We could keep him. We have Terry. Why not go and get him? Give Jaden some more weapons. And I mean, we've seen Terry been coming around, but we need somebody else to. That's another level of receiver right there.
Y'all point that, Jeff.
He's a great player. I get that.
But the thing is, what would it cost us? What would we lose?
See, that's where you got.
And what does it
that's
do?
Where you got to go first.
What does it do to all the salary cap flexibility you've built for next offseason? When you can address a lot of things.
Suck it up.
Yeah. But you want him.
Yeah, I mean, now that you put it like that, and once you look, I mean.
Well, that's our job is to explain.
Yeah,
that's why we get 4 hours
I mean,
a day.
The offense seemed to be spectacular at this point, getting there already, and you need to have some help on the other side, I believe. You might want to be trying to get somebody over there.
All right. Jeff wants Devontae. And his mic got turned off.
Or his defensive back?
Beazier. Landini, how do you vote on this Devontae Adams Bruin situation?
I would take a pass, although it's tough. I don't really think that the offense has been the weak point of this team so far. Plus, I really think that they have a legitimate shot to push all the chips in the offseason and be contenders next year based on how good they've looked. And I want them to keep everything that they can. I want them to keep their picks. I want them to keep the cap space. so they can use all of it to in the offseason to try to really try to make a run at it in 2025.
And so I agree with Lamphill, but I would extend that. I want them to build this thing for the long haul. Like, if you look at what the Niners are doing right now, they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years. They haven't won one, but look at the Chiefs. They've won 3 of the last 4.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get greedy, and you want to build for continued success, that the playoffs are a given, and that it's how going on deep runs year after year. And I think the path to that is not trading. He's a stud, stud, stud. I'm not doubting Davante Adams in any
capacity. How old is Devontae?
I'm looking it up as we speak. I just think whatever you have to give up for a dude that's going to turn 32 at Christmas and carries probably at least a $28, $30 million cap hit, that ain't building for me. That's not how I would go about it. I don't think they will. I don't think they should.
I'm just like, I don't know what they're going to do. My whole thing is if you feel that dude could be in this offense for 4 to 5 years and be legitimate, it's worth the chance. But if you don't think that, then you try to go and get somebody else younger that can carry it on. Because what's going to happen as this thing moves forward, you have to start thinking about how to structure this thing properly. You know what I mean? And Devontae is going to have, if he comes in, he comes in with a mega salary.
I like this tweet from Blessed in DMV. Said, Davante Adams went to a team with no quarterback for the cash and now is mad they don't have a quarterback. Like, some of it is decision-making. Yeah, now, Derek Carr.
When he went, the quarterback that was supposed to be there is 3 quarterbacks removed.
It's bizarre that he went there to play with Derek Carr because those two were tight. They were college teammates. And then they just bounced on Carr.
Bounced on Carr. Then they put, what was the other guy that you never believed in him? Starts with an S, I think. The backup quarterback. They started going to him over Carr because they didn't want to pay Carr.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that I haven't believed in much. who was it? I think you're right. It was, I think. That's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to look him up. It's an interesting time for the Raiders because they just seem to be spinning their wheels. Like, they just don't seem to be a team that makes a lot of sense. And they win some games when they're not supposed to and then lose some. They had Aiden O'Connell for a period. I think that first year.
Before Aiden.
I think Carr had some injury trouble, but they had Stidham.
There you go.
Stidham, not very good. I don't know. I find it hard to fathom Davante Adams goes anywhere but the Jets.
Yeah. That's like, what I think.
Dude, even if you listen to some of the discourse coming out of the Jets, it is very clear Aaron Rodgers is in charge. Every time Robert Saleh tries to say something.
If I went to dap up my guy and he pushed me away, I probably would have swung on him. Seriously. Well, and they could explain it how they want. He totally disrespected that man that day.
Totally. I mean, that's after the...
If you read the lips, you kind of told him, get the blank out of my face.
Right. How about this one? This is some seriously meta, perhaps nonsense. Apparently, Antonio Pierce... have you heard this one yet, B?
Mm-mm.
When Antonio Pierce, the other 2 weeks ago, after the Raiders got their ass kicked, he said some people clearly made business decisions.
And we're going to be doing the
it's
same.
It's not that hard to figure out who he's talking about.
Hmm?
Apparently, Antonio Pierce, Jeff, sit down and look something up for me, please. Apparently, Antonio Pierce on Instagram liked a post that was insinuating Davante Adams will be traded. Can you search people's likes on Instagram? I know you.
Oh, yeah, just pull up the name and then you can look at the post.
Now, you can't search them, but usually, like, if it's a post and you follow someone, it will say, like, so. Like,
it'll say instance, who liked it.
Yeah, if we all on SportsCenter and we liked it, we'll see it.
Yeah, it'll show me, like, B-Mitch30 liked it.
Yeah.
See if you can find the post, Jeff. That's your very brief assignment as we're about to go to break. But apparently, Antonio Pierce liked an Instagram post insinuating that Davante Adams could be traded. Davante Adams was asked about this in the locker room and says he hasn't heard from Pierce yet. Does that sound like a healthy, functioning?
It may not be healthy and functioning, but I will say this. Those players understand, those former players that are coaches, and linebackers for sure, you're not going to just talk to them any kind of way and get away with it.
Some people are saying it's on Davante Adams' Instagram. I don't know.
If Davante Adams posted that he was going to try to get traded, so if he posted it or reposted it, the coach is like, yeah, okay, you probably will be.
Tailgate Ted just tweeted me, said, no on Davante Adams. Remember the sugar high analogy that Governor Moore has talked about? Peters is building something sustainable. Let it take some time. I agree with that. I don't think Davante coming in at this stage in the middle of the season. Oh, by the way, their offense is killing it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm with all that stuff.
You always want better players. You
I'm
want
with
great
everything
players.
Everything that y'all saying, but I will tell you this. There are discussions that were going on about people on this team now and other discussions. So if they happen to start talking and they figure it out and make the move, I'm not going to be mad at it. But I'm not saying, I will say I think that they're doing good and you can move forward. But if they were to go out there and try to make a move, I'm not going to be pissed. Because you better pay attention. Everything is not what it always seems.
Sure. Michael Rubin is, I think, the boss of Fanatics. Says, shout out to Jaden Daniels for being the number one selling jersey for the past week.
Uh-oh.
I get it. In a world of fantasy and highlights all over the country.
Are people buying the Commander stuff, JP?
Yeah, this name might be
is
sticking.
Is it more people caring about the name now and not, I mean, caring about the winning and not
fewer
necessarily.
Fewer people caring about the,
yes,
about the name.
Wow.
For show.
And I know they're not buying LSU jerseys.
The LSU jersey is dope, though. Jeff, dope, what has your investigation revealed? Are you now just looking at big-butted women?
Big buddy. It's not showing the actual post. It's just articles talking about it.
All right. That's our top investigative reporter, Jeff Walker, on the case. Beamich and I say thanks, but no thanks on Davante Adams. Besides, he's going to the Jets. Nobody going anywhere.
Believe.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.